bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
This is Krista Hansen, one of the hosts on Pedaling the Pueblo. And if you think I sound a little out of breath, that's probably an accurate assessment. I'm at mile 13.
This was me a few weeks ago, trying to talk as I pedaled to the top of Mount Lemmon, which stands tall at over 9,000 feet and is known as one of the toughest hill climbs in the U.S. For many of us, this mountain is an essential way to escape the summer heat. You start off at the base, surrounded by saguaros and mesquite trees, and 26 miles later, you end up in the pines with cool mountain air. And the journey along the way is just as enjoyable, revealing incredible views and colorful rock formations at every turn. The majority of people prefer to drive up the mountain, but there are some who find enjoyment from pedaling their way to the top. And many people probably think, these cyclists are crazy. Who does this? So to answer that, I handed the mic over to several people who I met along the way as we biked up Mount Lemmon.
My name is Daniel Antone. I'm from Ohio originally. I work at a refugee resettlement agency.
Hi, I'm Steve Watts. We're up Mount Lemmon right now. I ride with GABA most of the time.
I'm Debbie Curley, and I work at the University of Arizona Cooperative Extension.
I'm Neil Stitzer. I design, build, and maintain single-track trails.
As we talked more, each person had a different story and reason for riding a bike.
So my motivation for riding up Lemmon is sightseeing, because I'm not as competitive as I used to be.
I love coming up Mount Lemmon, and this makes it so much more fun to have friends, and we stop and have a snack and gossip and talk, so it's my social out as well as my fitness.
I had an old bicycle, and I spent about 9 months at Bikus, just put it all back together. That's how I started getting into it. I loved the bike, and I wanted to be able to ride it. Actually, I was one of those people that drove past them in the cars and said they're crazy. So I didn't ever think it was something I would do.
Cycling's a very big part of my life and important, and not only like a physical release, but also kind of mental and emotional. And I feel like it definitely brings balance to my life, and I think it helps me keep my sanity.
I mean, it's a really good reason to get up early on a summer morning. You're just kind of lost in this place. It's so gorgeous.
And before I knew it, I had chatted my way to the top of the mountain, and it felt pretty awesome. At that point, I knew that the climb was over and the cookie cabin was in clear sight, but it definitely felt like an accomplishment.
No matter how many times you do it, it's never easy. Definitely a satisfying feeling, and then it's mostly downhill on the way back, so that's always nice.
It was a lot of pride, I would say, yeah, for sure.
Thank you, Daniel, Steve, Debbie, and Neil, for sharing some of your story and telling us why you like to ride. To hear more episodes of Pedaling the Pueblo, check us out at kxci.org.
Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop. Located at 311 East 7th Street, Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.